to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
All right. Well, anyway. So, yeah, man. It's coming down to the nitty-gritty, too. You know, it's getting to be around that time where the playoffs are coming up and, you know, it is what it is. But the Giants might make a run for it, too. You know, you never know.
Yeah, the Skins. I think the NFC is going to have, like, three teams in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Two wild cards and a...
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah, we'll go. I think, all right, good. Okay. Okay, so, all right, we're back in the chat room. I just heard myself. Okay. Guys, I'm sorry about that. You want to call in, it's 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Skype, all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. Myself, Dr. Doom is in the building. All right. So, let's get into some wrestling talk. Unless you want to still talk some football. I don't care. No, you're a... What fan
Skins
are you now?
Fan.
You're... I'm sorry?
Skins.
Oh, you're a Skins fan, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you and Chris German Suplex are Skins fans. Yeah, man. Well, you know what? You guys gave a lot of money to Kirk Cousins, too, I think, right?
Oh, no, that's after this season.
That's after the season? Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to
do
that.
He deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And to give Gruden some credit, too, working with all the nonsense, you know, the crazy owner... you know, trying to get his system implemented. The whole RG3 thing was a crazy mess. As we
I blame Shanahan for the RG3 stuff.
Yeah, you do, really?
Yeah, I mean, he was his coach for what, two and a half, three seasons.
Yeah, well, you know what? It can go either way. You know, I see where you're going with that too.
Because Shanahan, to me, is never, besides John Elway, he's never really had to develop a quarterback.
Yeah. All right, we've got some more people on the line. The Mandingo, Rob Domingo. Hello, sir.
Good evening.
What are you doing home on a Saturday night?
I came home drunk, and I saw you guys were going to... I was at Barcade, right? And I didn't know anybody there. I only had my friend. He was about to leave, and... I saw that you were going to do the call-in show. I was like, I'm going home, and I'm going to talk to you guys drunk.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I had the kid out with me for a while, and then we stopped at Choppies for dinner.
Nice.
And then I just came home, and I saw Will's message. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take one for the team.
There you go.
And jump on. But I had some technical difficulties in the beginning, and I apologize. Surfer, how are you, sir?
Good evening. I'm doing okay.
What's up with you, man?
I just got done setting up television. I had to... To buy a new one because the bedroom television conked out.
I guess the noise is still going on in the chat room. I thought we were good. Can everybody hear me in the chat room over there? Let me refresh that. I don't know what's going on with the chat room.
You get a TV on Black Friday, sir?
No, I just got one this weekend. I wasn't planning on getting a new TV, but. The TV just wouldn't turn on, so I had no choice.
So what'd you get, Surfer?
Well, since I was in a bind, I got a Pro Scan.
A Pro Scan? Yeah?
What's that?
It's some Walmart brand, right?
Some Vietnamese brand?
No, that's Daewoo.
Actually,
oh, yeah.
Actually, I got it from the supermarket.
There's a Korean one called Chang Chong, too, I swear to God.
Whoa, wait a minute. You got your TV at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Don't let that slide past me. I knew. Now I know where you live. Where do you? What's a big? Is Giant Eagle around your way? I know in your state they're big.
But we got giant. We don't got no Giant Eagle.
Yeah. Wow.
You got no Piggly Wigglies up there.
Oh, wait, you guys got Piggly Wigglies down there, right, Duck?
I got one.
Oh, that place is dope. I love that place.
No, we just lost a couple of supermarkets this year.
We lost Pathmark up here.
Pathmark closed up.
Yep.
Super Fresh closed up.
Walmart's taking over.
Yeah, you know, I was telling one of Choppy's friends tonight. I said, you know, I get a lot of my groceries at Walmart now. Not like food, but I take the trip over the bridge to Wally World and I get like the bare essentials. You know, I even get bread there. It's not, their prices are pretty good.
I usually hit the bread outlets here.
Oh so. Yeah.
I'll sit there and buy like $12 worth of bread.
Steal bread, man, if it's an outlet.
Now, I can't buy that much bread because it'll go bad. You have to freeze some of that stuff, you know?
Oh, I got a deep freezer at my house.
Oh, yeah, mine died, dude. Mine died last year, and I lost like $300 in meat.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
You claim that on
yeah, insurance. I think we are. I think she did. I have to check that.
I don't see how y'all can freeze bread for a long period of time and then eat it later.
No, you can.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, to me, that don't taste right.
Oh, it tastes the same to me.
I got to have some freshness to my bread. I tried to go through a loaf a week. And I don't double up.
Well, I go through bread. You know, I got kids and stuff at the house. So, man,
absolutely.
Sandwiches and...
Yeah, I got the kid too. Gotta cut his crust and make his bologna sandwiches. I know that struggle.
You don't like crust on the sandwich, man?
He doesn't like crust on the sandwich, huh? No.
It's crust.
What's that?
Huh?
I said, what kid likes crust?
I did.
I did.
I didn't.
You know why I liked it? Because everything was. I ate everything on that bread. We couldn't afford hot dog buns all the time.
Yeah. Those burger buns.
Burger buns. Hot dog buns. Hell fresh yeah.
Toast. I don't think I stopped taking the crust off till I was like 22.
Oh.
I realized, like, why am I taking the crust off?
That's funny. All right. I don't know if the something's going on with the feed. It's definitely not on my end. I don't want to ball a double A. So if they, you know, finally got it to work. Okay. So people listening, thank you. Oh, man. So, Rob, what are you up to, man, besides drinking? You went to the arcade tonight?
Yeah, playing some games. Did you see the new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
No, Choppy told me it came out today, right?
Dude, it's dope.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I got to check it out.
Got a lot to say about it tomorrow.
Yeah, Surfer, you can check that out tomorrow. I'll plug Surfer at the end of the show, but he'll most definitely be talking about it on the What Are You Reading comic book show before the pre-show for TLC, which I'll be hosting apparently tomorrow night with Tony C.
Oh, cool.
So... I forgot I was on the schedule. Double made this big schedule, and it's like, oh, dang, and he posted it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, the worst. I hate TLC. But I'll give it to the masses, so.
Well, they, you know, they always have your, was it, Roadblock Men at Work?
Oh, when he played that Men at Work song, dude, I couldn't get out of my head for like 3 days. I couldn't get out of my head for like 3 days. But,
I got to make a Photoshop pay-per-view poster, and I got to put William Regal when it was a man's man picture up there, just to switch it up.
Yeah, well, let's see. Now it says connection lost, reconnecting to the... Oh, it's definitely not me, man. It's definitely not me. I'm going to have to do a lot of splicing on this. It's just connecting. I don't know what's going on with the... it's got to be... It's them. The feed is off tonight. I have no idea. And I just... Actually, it can't... My internet, I just... Verizon sent me a new router because my router was so outdated. So I got the new... I got my internet's actually faster now. So I don't know, you know, if it's... I don't know what's going on with this thing. I have no idea. But... Anyway... All right, so I mean, I wish they can listen. Hold on, let me just try this. Yeah, now it's not even.
Going in circles.
Yeah, it's like it's just I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, it's connecting. It says it's connecting.
I think it's back.
Okay, I hope so. Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, yeah. So tomorrow night, we'll be. Hopefully, it's connecting now. Yeah, tomorrow night will be definitely an interesting night. Setting up for the now. Are they doing a Are they doing a Raw and SmackDown pay per view this month?
Nah, it's just SmackDown.
So tomorrow SmackDown then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're doing a Raw. They're doing a Roblox.
Oh, yeah. In December?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I thought you meant one pay per view for both.
No. I meant because I know they do. They don't want to see what's going on with the Rumble.
Yeah.
So, which should be interesting. So, all right. Well, let's get into some stuff here. Rob and I were at Ring of Honor last night. Which was a fantastic card.
Insane.
Yeah, Final Battle 2016. Final Battle, if nobody knows, is like the, I guess, the Ring of Honor's version of WrestleMania. You know? They do the Super Card every year. They do Death Before Dishonor. They do a couple of them, but Final Battle is like the do-all, say-all to the end of the year, and that's pretty much it. And then they go about their business. They pick up. It's like their last show of the year, and then they break for New Year. So I think they're doing one more show in Philly, and then they're calling it a day. So we'll see what happens. But it was a fantastic card, top to bottom. We'll get into it now. The whole crew was with us last night. We're just missing Tank, obviously. But the whole crew was with us last night. I'll go through it real quick. The Rebellion, which is Kenny, formerly the All Night Express, Rhett Titus, Kenny King, and Caprice Coleman. we kept calling Monty Brown.
Monty Brown.
Pounds, period. beat the Motor City Machine Guns and a very impressive Donovan Dijak.
That guy was beast.
Right?
Dude, he was amazing.
That dude, 6'7", moving around like a friggin' cruiserweight, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
What's he doing there, man? Get him up.
He's going to be something soon.
Yeah.
He's going to be something soon. But they actually lost to the heel team. They hit the big dog splash, the frog, that frog splash that Rhett Titus hit.
Like two-thirds of the way from the corner?
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. Just absolutely crazy.
Was Colby Carino there?
No, he wasn't. And we'll get to Steve Carino. We'll get into his dad in a minute. Dalton Castle with the boys beat Colt Cabana with the bangarang. Now Colt Cabana is the heel now, and he comes out to this like it opens up with his regular music, and then it breaks, and he cuts some kind of like rap song, and it was like just terrible. It was like, I don't know, it was like something like you'd see on a commercial, like, you know, when white people try to rap. On like a car commercial and shit. it was that kind of party. I was like, nah, this ain't right, man. It was terrible. But they had a really good match. They did. And Dalton Castle is definitely the future of ROH too. He's got charisma. He's got everything. He's the complete package. He cuts really good promos too. They're funny. Cody Rhodes and his hot ass wife showed up last night. She's, you know what? I noticed she's got a little bit of a lazy eye too. I rewatched the pay per view this morning with the kid.
They refer to him as Cody Rhodes? Or they go
Cody.
Well, they called him Cody, but they refer to him as Cody Rhodes. But they don't say it. But they refer to him as Cody Rhodes.
The reason why I ask because I noticed what TNA was doing. They would say Cody and Brandy Rhodes.
Yeah. So
I think they was calling him Cody Rhodes too.
Yeah, that's how they trick you.
Yeah, they announced him as Cody, but Kevin Kelly and Steve Corino referred to him as Cody Rhodes, and so did the Addiction, who with Chris Daniels and Kazarian, they were doing guest commentary, and they came out to cut a promo on him and Jay Lethal prior to the match. But yeah, Cody Rhodes fought Jay Lethal, man. It was a fantastic card. A fantastic match, I should say. Cody comes out with the honor on his, he had the word honor on his boots, and like the crowd went crazy for him. And then he goes heel and low blows Jay Lethal.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was so good, man.
Is he looking better in the ring since he's getting away from?
Yeah, it's cut. You know what I noticed too, Double D? I think he's got like he's got a bit of a swag to him. like, you know, he'll do his regular, he'll do his moves. Like, he gets his spots on, but you could tell he's more comfortable. You could tell that he's, like, not looking over his shoulder, worrying about something, or, like, he's not in some silly gimmick. He's just being, like, loose, you know?
So he's starting to come into his own character.
If he gets to that point where he's, you know, champion here, there, and stuff, when does the WWE realize we messed up with this guy?
That's a good question. And the only thing the only honest answer I can give you, Surfer, is that everybody comes back eventually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody comes back eventually. And I think whatever beef he has with them, it's basically politics.
Creative.
You know? So, creative too. But it's all politics. It's definitely all politics. Definitely pop, and I think that they all wind up back.
Yeah.
You know? But he looked good though, to answer your question. He looked pretty good. I mean, Rob could tell you, I thought that the match was good. You know, Jay Lethal's the top guy in the company now.
I thought Jay Lethal left.
No. No, not at all.
But he's not champion.
No, yeah. Not at all. So after he goes heel,
the addiction come get him.
And he splits. And while he's walking back to the dressing room, he goes over and kicks Steve Corino. So I'm assuming that Chris Daniels is going to start a little program with Cody Rhodes next.
Did Randy like go heel too, or
no? She just announced him. She was his ring announcer. That was it. God damn, she's fine.
So is TNA doing a cross promotion between ROH now, or is this just a one off?
I don't know. I think it was in his contract that he could float.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, if he wasn't for TNA, he don't want to be just stuck with them.
Well, TNA doesn't even, they do a certain amount of shows, and that's it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys have to have an open contract or they'll go broke, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they can give exclusive contracts with the position they're in.
Especially yeah. no cash and
yeah
thread.
Yeah.
Oh, you skipped Jushin.
Oh yeah, Jushin Thunder Liger fought Silas Young.
What, he's like 50?
He's 51. 51. Yeah. And he looked good. He did the job to Silas Young.
And this is not a situation where they changed the person under the mask over the years or anything like that?
No, same guy.
Yeah.
Made his debut in 84. So he, for a 51-year-old, he could still go.
And he never had a run in the E, right?
No, yeah, he fought in NXT.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze.
Oh, okay, but not on the main roster.
No. He didn't have to. At that point, by the time the Super Juniors are taking over the world in the 90s, you know, he had already had a couple of championships under his belt already, and he was already like an established guy over there. So for him to come here, I guess, would be like just for shits and giggles, you know, like Muta did. You know, Muta didn't have to come here again after his initial run as a jobber in Texas, you know. So let's get right down. Let's finish this up, then we can go into some more. The 6-man tag team championship tournament came to a close last night. The finals featured the new rendition of the Kingdom, which is Matt Taven, Vinny Marseglia, and TK Orion, and they beat the team of Leo Rush, who's definitely somebody to look for. Leo Rush is going to be somebody. Jay White and Kushida from the Time Splitters. Taven pinned Leo Rush after a triple powerbomb, zigzag team kind of move gimmick. But that was a pretty decent match, Rob. Good, not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. They're trying to make the 3-man tag kind of like a novelty thing now. I saw one cool move, like they propped a guy on the turnbuckle and then two guys are on the apron opposite him and then one dude's in the ring, they all like super kicked him or something.
Yeah.
At the same time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The belts are gorgeous, guys. If you get a chance to go look online, the belts are the legit throwback to like the NWA the NWA tag titles. So good, man. If they had some color in them, it would look just like the NWA tag team titles.
Speaking of throwbacks, is there any like new big men that's coming up that wrestle like big men?
Tuh. Well, I mentioned Donovan Dijak. The guy's 6'7", and he moves like a cruiserweight. And he's got this one spot where he takes the guy and chokeslams him into a backbreaker.
Okay.
The kid's good, man. Look him up, Donovan Dijak. He's a talent. He's 6 foot. He's just a beast. For big men though, there's a team. Oh, I forgot this. They're two giant brothers. I forgot their friggin' names, man. It's like Ring of Honor's version of the AOP. I forgot their names already, but they haven't wrestled for a while. But I'll get the names eventually and I'll post them. But the big man is a novelty now, dude. I mean, Big Kaz is gonna be somebody, I guess. Dijak. Yeah. Not really a big man are like a. They're not a dime a dozen anymore, man.
Well, I mean, not my version of big man. Somebody about like 6'5".
Yeah. Well then.
6'4".
Donovan Dijak is definitely your guy. Then look him up. Okay. He's
ain't Boomin 6'5"?
Who?
Boomin.
Yeah.
But he don't wrestle like a.
He's stationary. He's not. Yeah. He doesn't go for any high risk. You know, he doesn't have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want the. Like, what was it? Like a powerhouse big man. That's what I miss. The British Bulldog kind of later in his career.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up. We grew up with the big men. So, you know, Powers of Pain, Royal Warriors, Hercules, Morocco, you know, just. A lot of big guys we had. Luger, sadly.
Speaking of Luger, you think they should give Braun Strowman the torture rack for a finisher?
I hate the torture rack. Let the Divas do it.
No, he showed the bear hug.
The bear hug is a throwback to Ivan Koloff, and I like the bear hug a little bit.
Well, you could give Bailey the torture rack. I think that would be it.
Yeah, let the Divas do it.
Get those things, get the bouncing.
There you go. See, I like how you think, man. All right, let's finish this up. The TV championship, three-way. The belt hot-potated in Europe last week. Will Ospreay beat Bobby Fish, and then Marty Scurll, the villain, beat Will Ospreay. Now Marty Scurll's defending it against Will Ospreay and Dragon Lee from CMLL. And I got to tell you, man, these British kids, man, I mean, a lot of spot, they're spot monkeys, but but I tell you, man, this Marty Scurll guy, his character, everything about him I love. I love everything about this guy.
I think this was the match of the night for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of, Will Ospreay, the guy, he makes, everybody talks about Neville with his spots, he makes Neville look bad. Like, he's so precise.
Yeah.
And the kid knows. I mean, the kid knows. All right. Let's see. We're adding some more people to the fold here. 510, you're on the air.
Hey, this is one of the co-hosts. I'm just calling in.
What's going on?
I'm at a party right now.
Oh, what's going on, Hightower, man? What's up, Mr. Hightower?
What's up, guys?
The feed is something's wrong with the feed, so we're just winging it right now. I can't connect to the server. And okay. I'm not going to bother AA with this. I'm just going to record the show and send it off to him. And so how you been, man?
I've been good. I haven't really watched wrestling this week because I'm tired of it already.
Yeah, a lot of people are. So you're at a party, you checking in?
Yeah, I was just checking in. I'm at a party. I was just checking in with you guys. Told where I was going to check in.
All right.
Who on the call?
We got Surfer, we got Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas, and we got Dr. Doom.
Yo.
I want to talk to Rob, man. How you doing, guys?
What's going on, Hightower? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Chilling.
I want to talk to you about WWE 2K17.
Oh, yeah. It's a good game. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's all right to me.
I haven't played a wrestling game since, like, No Mercy or, like, the first one on Xbox. So this is kind of, like, I like the whole customization. The roster's huge. And I like the DLC. You can just get more people. And the download community is pretty cool, too.
Well, you know, you could play No Mercy on the computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been playing that like all day yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool. But this week I'm gonna start playing Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
You know, I thought there was more Final Fantasies after 15.
They have spin-offs.
No, there's a couple more.
I mean, talking about the number wise.
Nah, 15 is the latest one.
Well, I'll just call in, guys. Thank you for holding down the show for us.
Anytime, man. You know, when I can, I do.
And Cypher, fuck you.
Oh!
What's that for?
I was cold-blooded.
No, I'm playing. Don't vote it down for us, bro.
Fantasy team lost or something?
You said what?
You telling me that because your fantasy team lost?
No, actually, my fantasy team won.
Then why would you say such a mean thing to me?
Because you always talking shit about everybody.
How do I talk shit about people?
Cypher doesn't talk shit about me.
He definitely don't talk shit about me.
I'm left out.
He knows I'll knock him out.
I don't. Ain't nobody knocking me out, but I don't
know.
First of all, I don't live in New York, so how you gonna knock me out?
Sir, you know I'm barely 80 miles from you, man. If I want to drive down there and humble you.
By the time you come down here, man, you'd be all worn out.
I'll probably need a nap and take that drive and stop it for pretzels and cheesesteaks on the way. But, all right, Mr. Hightower, go back to skirt chasing at that party, man. Have one for me.
All right. You guys have
y'all eating pig? Did they roast the pig? I know you're chilling with a bunch of some homes tonight.
Oh, is that true? You got your grass skirt and your coconut necklace on?
All right, guys.
All right, Mr. Hightower. You be safe, man. Call in tomorrow night before the pre-show. Oh, man. All right. That's good. All right, so Marty Scurll defeats the two other guys to retain the TV title. This match pissed me off to no end. The Young Bucks taking on the Briscoes for the tag championship. Yeah, Rob's laughing because he knows I'm pissed. Not because I don't dislike the Young Bucks, and I'm a Briscoes mark, but the Briscoes clearly, there was one spot where Jay hit the Jay Driller, and then Mark followed it with a fucking elbow from the top, and that still didn't get the pin. That's the only thing that gets to me about Ring of Honor. There was so many finishes that are just regular spots now. Where that kid with that young buck was put away and they couldn't do it. That pissed me off. So, but the Young Bucks are on fire right now. They are the IWGP Junior Tag Champs and now still the current Ring of Honor Tag Champions. The Super Kick Party was definitely in effect last night.
How many?
Total.
Yeah.
There were 23 in their match. My son counted 62 altogether for the whole night.
Was that? To me, I'm really fond of the Young Bucks. All these super kicks, is it just diminishing that finisher now?
It's not a finisher.
Oh.
It isn't, for them anyway. I mean, they finished...
Well, it's like a punch to them, right?
Yeah, right. Well, they finished a match with several of them to their face simultaneously. That's how they finished a match.
Isn't it the problem with all wrestling moves that, you know, start off devastating?
Yeah.
I mean, a simple suplex used to win you matches.
So, belly to back got you a win. The slingshot suplex, the brainbuster got you a win.
Well, we have noticed that ever since with Survivor Series, that Goldberg Spears, the king of all spears, because he was able to break Brock Lesnar's ribs with one and fully put him out.
I wonder what happened if him and Boomin tried to spear each other at the same time.
It's going to be like
Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
That kinetic beam is just going to blow off the
He said kinetic beam.
Maybe that's what they should have, a spearing match. Like they each stand in the corner and take turns spearing each other until somebody gives.
It's going to be like with Brock Lesnar suplex the Big Show, the ring's just going to explode.
That's hysterical. That is hysterical. All right, so they retain, and then the lights go out. So now when the lights go out, there was a thing on Twitter saying that the from Kenny Omega saying that the Bullet Club recruited somebody else, so we thought the Bullet Club was going to show up because the Bucks are part of the Bullet Club, obviously. The lights go out, the big screen goes on, and it's Matt Hardy. Yeah, he appears on the screen and says he and Brother Nero are coming to ROH to delete the Young Bucks. But he says, I'm coming to the honor of the ring to rid of all you spot monkeys, he says. I totally mocked. I'm not a Hardy fan at all. And
was
I mocked.
At the complex?
What's that?
Was he at the complex?
No, he was look like he was in like the dressing room or like a back, look like a closet, actually. He was not at the complex, I don't think. So, yeah, that's something interesting to be looking forward to.
That's a 4-for-1 deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You, Benjamin and the baby.
That would be 5.
You get, and you're getting Rebby. Yeah, you're getting a whole package deal.
You get Rebby. You get the baby. You get Nero. No, 6, because you got to count the drone.
You got to count the drone, right. But, you know, I don't know if Ring of Honor is going to invest in all that production. You know what I'm saying? No, but the Hardys versus the Young Bucks, though, that's a bond burner, you know?
No, I mean, like, just them showing up to wrestle is one thing. Them doing all that at the compound and crazy stuff, they don't, that's not their style.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, the Young Bucks are going to throw them a bone. Maybe not for the tag titles, but it's gonna tell a good story. As much as I'm not a big Hardy Boy guy. I don't mind them still in the ring. They can still work, you know. So, and then of course the World Championship was the finisher. Adam Cole, leader of the Bullet Club,
Bebe,
defending the title against his former partner Kyle O'Reilly. No disqualifications. These guys have a huge history. They were partners, and Kyle O'Reilly actually got a couple of wins on Adam Cole recently. Then Adam Cole got a couple wins on him via cheating with the Bullet Club. Told a really good story. Worked up to a good frenzy to the main event. Garbage cans were involved. Tables were involved. Thumbtacks were involved. And the finish from our angle, Adam Cole won by submission with an armbar on the thumbtacks. But the referee, I called him Dumpy, this big heavy set dude. I called him Dumpy Lopresto. Dumpy was so stupid. And it looked like we don't see Adam Cole tapping. We're sitting in the twos, right? We don't see him tap. And the bell rings, and like we're all like, and he looks down.
I saw him tap.
I didn't see him tap. So okay. He looks, and now if he looks down and he looks confused after he calls for the bell. And I'm looking, right, Rob? Am I crazy or?
It was weird. I saw him tap, and then it looked like he saw that Kyle O'Reilly let go of the hold for some reason, and then he rang the bell. So then there was like a good 5 seconds of what the fuck was going on. Then he called the match.
Right. So and when I played it back today, when we downloaded it today and we watched it. We couldn't, it was crazy. We couldn't, it didn't look right sitting there, but it looked better when you watch it on TV. So I'm actually going to take a video of this thing not connecting to the server. I'm going to send it AA. So he knows I'm not crazy, but anyway, so that was Ring of Honor last night, man. If you get a chance to see it, definitely check it out. It was a fun card.
What else you do besides the Ring of Honor?
What's that?
What else you do besides the honor of the ring?
I came from work, so the day went out to dinner prior. So we all met up, and that's pretty much it. We went home afterwards. You know, it was a late night because the pay per view didn't start until 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, by the time it's done, it's already almost midnight, and I have a 9-year-old to put to bed. He came with us, so I had to get him home.
Did Rage do anything?
Did he do anything? He got mad when he saw Matt Hardy. I can tell you that. He was tight.
What did he get mad about?
I don't know. I didn't get a He sat on the other end. I didn't get a chance to chat with him that much last night, but
he's an emotional kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was fine. He was fine last night.
Yeah, he was looking for some trim last night. I'm like, dude, you looking for women at a wrestling match? You can't find anybody here.
We went to a we went to the diner on the corner after we peaced out with you guys, and he ordered like this huge omelet and like three pancakes and ice cream and whipped cream, and like he ate it all, and then he was like, "Oh no, why did I eat that?" He was trying to impress my brother.
Yeah, that's going down. It's just, I think, January, right?
Yeah, we gotta lock down what's going to happen, where we're going to go.
Yeah.
I had a question. Is there going to be a stipulation on wasabi sauce?
It depends on what they agree on, but I don't think Rage likes wasabi, so
they got to load it up.
I might put a foreign object into his food.
Run in.
Yeah, I'm my brother's advocate, so got to make sure my assets are all good.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a good time either way. I hope he fares better than the pizza, because the pizza he gave himself up.
He did a Brock Lesnar with the pizza.
I don't know if you know the story, but you go watch the video. It's on the Ranch YouTube page.
Yeah, I watched it live.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you know he was up by 2.5 slices, right?
Yeah.
And then Mega Powers humbled him, you know.
Yeah, he broke his back.
Exactly. Let me see here. I'm just getting the I'm just texting Double A with the nonsense. He's like, he's gonna go check it out. So, all right.
You had to hit the red phone.
Yeah, you know what? I just want to show him. Not that I want to hit the red phone. I want to show him what was going on. Not that I tell him that I wouldn't break anything, but because you know I want to make sure it's better for tomorrow. So when we do the when Surfer does his show and when we do the pre show for the TLC, it's all good to go. Because maybe he has to reset something or whatever. But nonetheless. All right. Let's keep it moving. Got some news items here I picked up while I was out and about. John Cena's hosting Saturday Night Live next week, I think.
He's trying to catch The Rock.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be hosting on December 10th. Maren Morris is the, sorry if you hear the po-po creeping out my window open. He's fighting, special guest is Maren Morris. I don't know who Maren Morris is. So who cares, I guess. But I mean, you know what? I could see him doing some skits. You know, he's definitely not The Rock, I'll tell you that.
Well,
you think Nikki Bella's going to be there?
On camera? I don't think so.
Well, with Saturday Night Live, they know. They have a judge of who's talented and who's not, and they know how to limit you if you, you know, are just okay or you're not really that talented.
Yeah. But
I just think he's really contradicted himself now. You know, he said he was never going to leave wrestling. All the stuff he called The Rock out on, now he's doing.
I don't think he has a choice, because he's just getting to a point where start lining up other options.
I just find it funny.
It's probably not him wanting to do it. It's probably a combination of both the company and him.
Because I heard he was mad about the Goldberg.
I saw one video that said he's mad about how Goldberg and Lesnar, they make a lot of money just to show up for a day or two.
A lot of guys should be mad about that.
Who says they're not?
Huh? Yeah. Who says
they're not, but very few. Like, John Cena can say he's mad and there ain't going to be no real repercussions, but a lot of other guys, they'd be like, oh, so you think we're not paying you enough, huh? Oh, okay.
Because they easily could have booked a champion versus champion match. And pulled the two champs out of the Survivor Series match and had that main event Survivor Series.
Yeah, but then which champion do you have go over?
That's what let them book. But you would have had Stephanie go against Shane head to head. My guy's better than your guy.
Right, but if you have that match, then you are saying that you're saying to the public you value one show over the other.
It would have been a storyline. They could have did a false finish. Or like DQ. People all run-ins and stuff. Double DQ.
I know. The kids today, they don't understand the value of a, like a, you know, the double disqualification or count out or yeah. You know, like not having a definitive winner in a match.
Because you could have had Triple H interfere and set something up with either Owens or, you know what I meant? It could have been that Goldberg and Brock shouldn't have been the main event.
Why did the two highest paid guys on that show? Why not?
But they ain't put in the war. You can put those in the middle, but not in the main event. Shoehorn booking.
You put your big paid guys at the end.
Yeah, so they put Goldberg and Orton at the end of SummerSlam.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Double D.
No, I was just saying that it's just, to me, it ain't, it's not building no new main event talents up. Because who's going to main event WrestleMania this year?
Well, it depends on who wins the Rumble.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I was telling this to Rob, too, and a few people a couple weeks ago, there's a lot of wrestling left. I mean, there's a lot of wrestling left. And I think, you know, obviously, they've been dropping the ball a lot. Like you mentioned, the shoehorn booking, 50-50 bookings out the window now. They have a lot of time to get injured guys back or implement somebody into the storyline that can use a run. Like, they have things in place now where they can, if they do it right, you know, it's going to tell some good stories, even with SmackDown, which I'm loving SmackDown, by the way. Yeah. You know? And, I don't know. I'm very optimistic this time of year, and I know I'm probably shooting myself in the foot, but I'm very optimistic around this time of year because I think, you know, it's the end of the year, and you know who's coming out. And speaking of, he hears Goldberg and he calls in. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the co-host of the rant every Tuesday night, and the number one cowboy fan on the network.
Boo!
Our friend and yours, Mr. Tony C.
How about them Cowboys? When you say one, I just want to ask.
10-1?
Yeah, man. Listen, you guys. 11-1. You guys squeeze that out Thursday, man. You
know
what
I say about the Cowboys?
Who got the one, though?
Y'all fuck.
What happened to the one?
If Terrence Williams would have ran out of bounds, we'd be 12-0, but it's okay. Y'all got y'all's coming, a week from tomorrow, so.
Yeah,
it'll be all good.
Now Tony C, they got one out of the division game, right? They play Detroit, right?
And Tampa Bay.
And Tampa, so the rest is Philly, Giants, and that's it, right?
Two, yep.
Yeah. Interesting couple of weeks coming up. Like I was telling Hightower, I was telling Dr. Doom before. I said it's gonna be a nice end of the season. So,
right, man, I'm sitting up here with my legs crossed in my recliner, just feeling good, man.
Yeah. I just got a message from AA. He had to reset the server, so there's nothing on my end, thank God. So, guys, you should be able to hear us now. You want to call in 718-878-6394, or you want to add us on Skype. It's all one word, throwbacks and awfulness.
We talk about Zeke and Dak and Dez and how we whooping ass. I mean, we can talk about it. Well, we made Stephen A. be speechless. That's how good.
Yeah, because Stephen A. is a giant.
He's a hater.
He's a Giants fan. I mean, you know,
he's a hater.
He's not a hater. Leave him alone.
You rather have Skip back up there?
Oh yeah.
You know, Skip Bayless is not bad by himself. The problem with him is
standing ain't bad.
No, they're not. But Skip Bayless was the. They made him an adversary to Stephen A. Like this, you know, they're really cool in the game, these two guys.
Well,
but
Giants fans and Cowboys fans ain't gonna never get along.
No, like same thing with Yankees, Redskins, or Boston and Yankee fans, like, or you know,
Redskins fans, y'all, man, what? Y'all have a couple good years with RG3 and not Kirk Cousins. And, okay, we're gonna see where y'all be in a couple these next couple years when y'all overpay for Kirk Cousins.
Nah, I don't think they're gonna overpay, but we just
like hell. Who else y'all gonna get a quarterback y'all squad?
No, I'm saying they're not. I don't think they're overpay. They're gonna pay him right. But I was reading, we got like $160 million of cap room.
Yeah, they can
bring Garcon back.
Nah, they can, but they're gonna spend. They that's a lot of cap room, dude. They could spend. Yeah. They got some room to breathe, and you know, not for nothing, quarterbacks aren't dime a dozen anymore either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A good portion of that going to Kirk Cousins. Watch.
But yeah, but he might get like a.
He's gonna get half of that.
How old is he? Year. How old is he now, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, but saying if he
mid to late 20s.
So if they pay him $100 million for 5 years, that means he'll get like what
left under y'all cap, and then
that's for that one season. I don't. But he might get $20 million that season.
That is the problem. These quarterbacks get top dollar without winning any rings.
But there's no quarterbacks anymore. They ain't got no quarterbacks out there no more, man. They want to lock their guys up.
I get that the pickings are slim, but I still would rather you get a ring before you get that top dollar. I mean, yeah, give the man more money.
Surfer, you draft a quarterback from college, you become a receiver.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. They're not groomed. These guys aren't groomed to be quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah, I heard Rob Domingo on here. He a Giants fan?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Antonio Brown gonna twerk on y'all tomorrow. And then you'll see
he
how
said
you feel
twerk.
About that.
Shake
his ass all hey, on the field.
Odell might get behind him while he's twerking. Better watch out.
Oh. Now, why you gotta talk about a man's sexual preference?
All right. We're getting off the rails here, man. Let's get back to some wrestling. Let's get back to some wrestling talk.
Wrestling's boring. Sports.
Sly might have game a career game this season against the Cowboys.
Who?
Manning.
Sheila Manning ain't had no career game against us. It was 10-19.
He said Sheila.
Only thing Eli Manning is known for is just beating the Patriots when it comes.
That's it. Surfer, you really want to talk about Eli Manning?
Did we beat the Cowboys before that? To get to the Patriots that year?
Yeah, hey, they did actually.
And
that's because Romo was in the
and Owens.
I bet Dak won't
that's
throw y'all.
That's my teammate. That's my quarterback.
But Dak ain't looking. His passing yards is getting a little lower.
Yeah, man.
You don't need to pass. We just need to hit a big play here in the Axe, Minnesota. That's all it takes.
All right. That big play, that fucking fumble won that game for you, for FYI.
Can you bring the MVP to your offensive line instead of the quarterback?
I give him that.
Dallas's MVP is the guy from the Patriots that hurt Tony Romo. That's it.
No, he didn't hurt him. That was the Seahawks. Cliff April, the one hurt.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we're getting off the rails here.
Don't sleep on the Chicken Hawks. They might take y'all down in the playoffs.
I say,
boy. He's as sharp as a bag of wet mice.
How he was carrying y'all franchise and y'all done hurt him.
He having surgery. He's done for the season.
I know. One less person to block DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller. But anyway, what was you about to say about wrestling's boring?
Let's
talk football.
I know, but the people don't want to hear football that are listening. They want to hear
a football college show.
You know,
that's what we need.
Hey, we need a sports show. I told AA months ago that if I had the time, I would do a sports show. I'm all about it. You know, I watch.
We can only talk about John Cena not being around and being mad, and The Undertaker possibly getting a title shot.
I want to talk about the NXT title swapping hands again, man.
Oh,
what about Nakamura winning a belt in Japan?
Great.
They got any footage of that? Or are they going to show it? Hopefully.
They're probably going to show it on NXT. It's on the Twitter. So, and Tony C, you and I are hosting tomorrow night, so you better be talking about wrestling tomorrow night.
Tony C, do you live near Citrus Springs?
Citrus Springs?
Yeah.
That might be a little way away. God damn it, you pouring some. Make me want to pour some.
Oh, that's my bad. I'm getting some lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink.
No radio etiquette at all.
Oh, no. Nah, I'm sorry.
The Redskins fans out there.
I'm going to the NXT house show on the 16th.
It's in Citrus Springs, Florida?
Yeah, and I think maybe the day after one. It might be in Orlando if you want to go.
Oh, man, look. Yeah. I'll come and see you. I don't really mess with NXT. It's way on the other side of town, man.
You need to hook up with Tony C for a night, though. All
right.
It's always a good time with Tony C, man. We had a good time breaking bread.
Sounds good. Yeah,
they got a house show.
Coming for Mania. I'm going to be available. We're going to get together and we're going to kick it. And to everybody on the airwaves, if you use me as a hookup, I want to make this announcement. If I get you a place, there's nothing that's going to be close to Camping World Stadium, like downtown Orlando. So all the places I deal with is near like Disney World, which is about 20 minutes away. I'm hoping they would have a rental car.
20 minutes is not bad. You know, I just our party wanted to stay in like 40 minutes away in the cabin. I'm like, you got to drive 40 minutes every day to do something? I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's like pulling teeth.
The way Orlando is set up, I just want to let everybody know, it's only a handful of hotels in downtown where the stadium is. All the rest are like near Disney or like International Drive. So I'm just putting it out there. Y'all be prepared. You probably ain't going to find nothing downtown. And if you do, they're going to try to no Vaseline. So just be prepared if you're going to go that route. I just want to put that disclaimer out. You know.
Well, once we get our stuff, we'll make arrangements with everybody and we'll hook up. I know Nick German Suplex is going to be down there too. Some of the Jersey dudes from WrestlePro, Eddie from the Shining Wizards and his crew are going to be down there. So we got a lot of heads that are going to be down there. So we'll definitely make that happen and get everybody together.
Don't go broke trying to go to this Mania. I'm going to tell you guys.
I told Double A the other day I was more excited about just hanging out with everybody, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to try to hit y'all across the head.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
But, that mouse going to get around.
Well, that mouse took.
Got nothing to do with the mouse.
The mouse took my money already this year. He ain't getting dick from me. You know?
It's supply and demand down in that area where Camping World is. It's not
maybe like
in about three hotels.
Is that Orlando Slingshot in that area?
Yeah. No, not downtown. Not downtown. No.
Oh, because I was thinking, like, man, wouldn't that be funny if Rage did the Slingshot Challenge?
He ain't getting
the slingshot challenge. He tried to get him. He keeps wearing that choker on his neck. He might
What is he? Rick Steiner when he was in.
Thank you, the dog face, bro. Anyway,
my kid. Yes, they even got my kid picking on him. Man, I felt so bad last night. We're online waiting to get in, and Choppy says, "Where did Rage go?" So my son looks at him and goes, "Just look for the dude that looks like Mark Henry. He'll be all right."
His daddy.
And like, you know, and Rage, and listen, to his credit, he is he's one of the nicest, like sweetest people on the planet. And he's very articulate, no matter, even though all the shit he says on the air, like, talking out of his ass, he's pretty articulate. So him and my son have a good relationship. He's always when he comes over, we play the video games with him. We talk
because they have the same age,
same mentality. So, but the kid sees us all ragging on him, so now he just jumps in like it's okay. And strangers were laughing. They're like, "That's funny shit," you know. But yeah, we had a good time last night, man. It was a good time. We were expanding. We're taking over. No pun intended. It's good times. I like going to smaller shows because of the venues. It's more intimate and it has a nice feel to it, you know?
Didn't it feel good to know that there was no way that Vince was going to screw that show up last night.
It felt good. Well, I was. I don't know if you know. Well, you couldn't be listening because the feed was bad. But the only thing I don't like about Ring of Honor, I'll just say one more time, is that there's too many false finishes. Like, I know the dudes want to
falls.
Yeah, they want to get their spots on. They want to, you know, and it's just, I just, for me, one match almost ruined it for me. I was so pissed off last night, that tag title match, man. I was tight. Needless to say, it was a good time that it was had by all. And that's pretty much it. On the way out, I went to grab a pretzel, and Jafar wanted to charge me $4 for it. I'm like, I ain't paying $4 for a pretzel. Fucking
you called a man Jafar?
No, I called him Jafar tonight.
$4.
Yeah, I was like, nah, dude, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
$4, my friend.
We thought of you last night, Tony. See the dark match? Rob, what was the name of that tag team? Rob, you there? I don't know if we lost Rob, but there was these two Asian dudes called the Tampora Boys. Right? Yeah, what you're thinking is exactly what I'm thinking, the same thing when I heard the name. And I looked at Rob and I was like, Tony C would lose his mind if he saw these dudes. Yeah. Like, dude, you would have been all Archie Bunker on these guys, man. It was hysterical.
Head cheek action. That's all I'm gonna
that, do. Dude, that's, it was so good.
The name of the team should be Heavy Chink Action. That's a bomb tag team, man. Phil, why are you trying to get me started? You know you got to do a pay-per-view tomorrow.
I know, man. I know. I'm trying to loosen the room up, man. You know.
It's tense.
Yeah, you know, Morgan can't mediate you guys like I can, you know.
The surfer bring all that tension with his John Cena talk because he's mad. They don't let them know everything that goes on.
No, Rob, we're not hearing you. Why don't you hang up and call back in?
See, there you go.
There I go, what? Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. You didn't make no sense.
He's too busy watching his TV.
His pro SWAT. Pro scan, I'm sorry. Oh, man. Yeah, speaking of equipment, I changed my friggin' Fios plan, and they sent me all new equipment. Like, my router was outdated, right?
I'm almost to the point where I'm ready to cut my cable.
Yeah, we want to also, but my wife
I'm waiting
didn't.
For Hulu, that new cable they're supposed to be coming out with.
Maybe I'll get the Sling, or I keep getting this email for this. It's supposed to be like $24 a year.
All right, peace out, Rob. Rob's heading to bed. A couple cocktails before he came on.
See what you did, Tony C? Chase Rob away.
Chase Rob away. But nah, we upgraded the system, whatever it is, and they sent me a new box and they sent me a new router. So I just used all my old wires, but they have it down to a system now, man. You got to use all their new shit in order to connect. I was so mad. It took like 3 hours to do a 20-minute job.
What is your internet speed?
I'm almost at 100 now.
Oh. And they charging you at more?
Or? No, it's less. It's like a package.
Because I keep getting those things about paying another $10, $15 to go up to 100.
Well, my router was so outdated that this router automatically comes with the higher speed. I wasn't looking for higher speed internet. My internet was fine, you know? But, and they gave, it's cool though. I mean, listen, for some reason, my wife wants to cut the cord and we're trying to scale back our money and stuff, but, I'm a sports junkie. So, like, I wouldn't be able to watch the Mets or, like, I'd have to, like, stream these games. And if I can't get them in high def, I'm going to be pissed off because I have an Android box. But you have to constantly look for feeds, you know. I have a Roku in a bedroom. I got the Apple TV downstairs, which I stream the network off of. So, like, I have all these streaming devices. I'm just afraid to cut the cord, you know.
Need like sports channels.
Like, you could buy the. I know my father-in-law came down here from New York. I bought the. I got an Xbox One that had that MLB feed. It's like $130.
Right, the MLB feed. I have that now. My boy gives me his login information. The problem is, you can't watch anything local. They black it out.
So it gotta be.
So like, but if I come visit
your coach,
right? If I went when I was down in Orlando with Tony C, I watched the Mets were playing the Dodgers. I watched the entire series in my hotel room after coming home every night.
Okay.
But like, if I came down to you and I wanted to watch the Nationals, I wouldn't be able to. Or the Orioles, I wouldn't be able to. They'd block you out.
Yeah, television rights.
Yeah. So, but that package is mint, man. It's so good because you can do the radio feeds too on that. So,
oh, I might have a way if you get a proxy.
I have a proxy right now. I have the VPN cloak, okay. And it's still and it, unless I'm doing something wrong, maybe somebody can help me. But I pay for the service to have my thing blocked, to have my IP address blocked.
I would say maybe have like a Virginia or a different IP.
Yeah, I connect to all over the world, and it still won't let me. For some reason, MLB picked up on it and won't let me. Cause I tried doing it this year again. So mad.
They hip to them.
Yeah,
you ain't slick.
Yeah, and you have to look for these games. Like I don't watch the Knicks every night, but once in a while, you want to catch a Knick game. Like I have to like look for a feed now. You're like, it's like pulling teeth, you know. So I'm afraid to cut the cord, man. I want to, but probably wind up going to anyway. But anyway, it is what it is.
I just don't want to cut the cord, and then like by the time you bundle all these different streaming services that you need to watch everything you want to watch, you're almost paying just as much as you would for cable.
Well, yeah, that's where they're gonna start getting you, like with the Hulu and the Sling Box and all these other gimmicks.
Cable like, gonna have to go down on their price.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Netflix and all these Sling, they're gonna put them out of business.
Yeah, I pay for Netflix. I pay for the network. I might even buy New Japan World so I can watch Wrestle Kingdom next month.
I tried Rabbit TV, and that shit to
we
me.
Know.
You know.
But gone are
the
days
to bring
that
the Rabbit.
The I didn't see guy to hook up the cable.
I said Rabbit TV. And the thing is, it's a ripoff because they like, hey, you get all these channels for $10 a year, but all they do is just connect you to cable channels you can find. I mean, cable channels on the internet you can find on your own.
Yeah, like the Roku. The Roku has some really cool shit on it.
Like you can bring up TBS online,
right?
And not pacing my ass. And then on top of that, they're like, oh, yeah, if you get it now, we'll give you 6 months of all these services, right? And they talk about the NFL and the Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff. And then you get it, and what they're saying to you is they're giving you a free trial for all these different services that you can do on your own.
Netflix just dropped the you could download stuff from their site now. If you're like if you have a movie you want to watch, you want to download it, they have the option. You could download the movie from Netflix if you're a member. I'm hoping the network does that, you know? This way you could watch stuff offline. I could just put, like, if I want to go to work and I want to put something on my phone or my tablet, I don't have to waste my data, you know? So that'd be cool. Download episodes like NXT or something while, you know, waiting for the bus.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Yeah. If you got it on your DVR, you should be able to transfer it.
Yeah. You know, the bottom line is, though, I agree with Tony C. They're going to have to start bringing the cable prices down because it's ridiculous, man. You know, you're paying, it's robbery, you know?
You got some people paying $100 a month for cable.
I was paying almost $200.
They're not coming down, especially with all these cable companies buying each other up.
Oh, yeah, now Spectrum is, Time Warner is now Spectrum.
Yeah.
You know,
right? Yeah, Spectrum's now
owns everything.
Yeah, 18. Well,
they would have to eventually suffer because, like I said, people. If you push people into a corner where I can get the same, pretty much the same thing.
Let me tell you something. Give a fuck. Once they buy up everything, they ain't gonna worry about dropping no price.
Yeah,
I thought they passed the bill.
They won't last
about
long.
That.
They tried to monopoly, yeah. They blocked it, didn't they? And they tried to somebody tried to block it.
Yeah, FCC tried to block it. We live in America. And all you gotta do is pay these lawmakers some money towards their campaign, and they'll make any law you want for them.
Look, You give me basic cable with a splash of ESPN and my network. That's what the average man needs. Some just some ESPN or in TNT, a local, like whatever other outside sports channel. You straight.
They used to have it where you could get like the basic of basic for like $10 because my mother had it like on her kitchen TV. Next thing you know, her bill shot up crazy. She didn't even have like, all she had was local channels she was paying to the cable company. And then they started charging her from $10 to $60.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I've been streaming a lot of stuff. Like, I don't watch a lot of regular television, you know, but if you want to stream stuff off the Roku or your, or any other stream, they have the, every channel now, like CBS and NBC, ABC, they have their app online now, you know. Almost every cable station has it now.
My only thing is, like, I'm addicted to my VCR, like, you know.
What the hell?
You still playing, what, Be Kind Rewind, you still playing with your videotapes, you're saying?
No,
I believe him too.
I didn't mean to say VCR, DVR.
Oh, because you see,
so we know what you meant. VCR.
See, so is my wife and my kid. So now we have this huge DVR. My son will download like 30 episodes of like Teen Titans, and he'll watch them over and over and over again. My wife downloads all those shitty fucking British shows off PBS. All those British dramas, and she watches those like forever and ever.
Still love Downtown Abbey.
That's her jam, man. And the mystery gimmicks, like the Agatha Christie ones and all that, you know. But in me, I just DVR shit off the MLB network, you know, like documentaries and all that. And NFL does the Football Life. I like sports and sports documentaries, you know. And of course the wrestling stuff I DVR.
Speaking of documentaries, last week I was watching Unsung.
With, whoa, which one?
I watched the Car Wash and the Cooley High one.
Yeah, yeah, I saw those.
They came with What's Happened.
Yep. Lisa in the Cult Jam was good. What other one was good? Not Stephanie Mills. What the hell was it? Oh, fuck.
Rage's favorite artist, Sylvester. His was good.
No, what was the one? Who was the dude that had schizophrenia and killed himself? The R&B singer? Threw himself out the window?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kanye West.
Nah, well, that's going to happen, but not
when,
that.
When was he a performer?
In the 70s, 80s.
That's Surfer Time, right?
70s.
There,
he had that Jerry Curl.
Who killed himself.
He was an R&B singer, very talented guy.
Shaquille?
No, he played with Bobby Womack and a bunch of other dudes. The fuck was his name, man? He was schizophrenic, but they were back in the day. They couldn't diagnose it. Oh man, I can't. Oh, I'm gonna have to look it up now. It's pissing me off. But he's a very he was a talented dude, man. He recorded a whole bunch of albums and. Hold on a second here.
I watched the Unsung on New York Undercover. That hit show.
But what cracked me up about the car wash, they're like making it and they get it done, and they did it for Universal and they took it in, and the guy said, "We don't put out black movies."
Donny Hathaway. Yeah. That was a great. You want to watch a good? That was a great. The role with Rick James was good.
I didn't know that's how he died.
Oh yeah, he killed himself.
I love
it. The new edition movie that's coming out.
Yeah, that's a mini series that's coming out. That new edition one.
I'm licking my chops.
They doing the movie about how they got cheated out of all their money.
Yep. And Faison Love is playing the crooked dude, Barry, I think.
Star.
Yeah. They gave him a nice toupee.
Yeah, when you listen to them talk about how they went on their first tour and was doing all these cities and stuff, and they got home and they got handed a check for $1.
$87.
New Edition was everything.
They got robbed.
They were everything,
brother.
When I was a kid. They were them, Menudo.
That's my group.
Menudo?
No, New Edition.
I was gonna say, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. I hung out like we had dinner for 4 hours. You didn't say one thing to me bilingually.
New Edition did revive the boy band phenomenon.
You know something with New Edition?
No, I thought it was Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 was the they were the trendsetters, though. It's
a different era. Like boy bands had stopped.
Yeah.
Until New Edition came along. And then all of a sudden, you get the One Directions and the New Kids.
I want to know why Ralph Tresvant didn't get more. He had a couple of hits by himself. But, like, he had a good voice, man. I thought he'd be better, you know?
You know what I felt about Rob Trestred? His voice by itself didn't work.
And
like, it worked with background singers.
And they wanted to make Johnny Gill the next Luther. That didn't work out for him too well, now, did it?
Johnny had thing about that group, man. They all had success.
They all had success. Then Bell Biv DeVoe, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, not it.
Too many groups. I don't know if any that can say that all five of us, six of us, had number one hits at one time.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, though, the longevity is. Who's calling in now? Okay, hold on a second. All right, that's, I know that area code. 619, you on the air.
Yeah, I owe you one, buddy.
Do you?
Oh, I owe you a big one. I saw what you put. You know I can't stand that fucker, and you decide you want to put it on Facebook?
It was funny because my wife bought the ornament last year off eBay, right? Obviously, for those who are listening, it's Big Tone, by the way. My wife bought these two ornaments off eBay, and we didn't put them on the tree last year. So we took them out of the box, and I'm like, oh, I didn't hang. Ooh, wait a minute. Let me take a picture of this and send it to my boy. So we had a Sting one and a Goldberg one.
You hung the future Universal Champions ornament on his on the tree.
And I, you know, shout future Royal Rumble. And I had to shout my boy out, you know. I was like, just give him some love, you know. So what's up, partner? How you been?
Did he have a spear pose?
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't have a spear pose. Big Tone, what's going on?
Big Tone, have you came to the realization that Goldberg is not only going to win the Royal Rumble, but he's going to main event WrestleMania?
Don't remind me. Please don't.
Oh, no. We got to be realists on it. I'm your boy.
All right, Big Tone, how are you feeling, man? You all right? Otherwise?
Hell no, he ain't all right.
Well, I mean, not mentally. I meant physically. I know he's destroyed. Good. All right. All right. You coming a little low there, dude. You coming a little low.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I'm good. No, I had to get you because I saw that and I'm like, oh, I got to get you.
Well, I was waiting for your ass to call in. So.
I was going to call your show yesterday, but I forgot. You went to the matches last night.
Yeah, no, I went to the matches last night. We're back live again for the rest of the year.
Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday, and then we're doing a Christmas show on the 23rd, and then I think we're doing fantasy booking in that middle, like the middle of December week. But, yeah, we got a lot of shit lined up, so. We're doing Starrcade 88 this year. True Grit. Yeah, you guys had a call in for that. It's gonna be a fun show. It's always fun with the Christmas show, though.
Of course.
We got Mega Powers in here. We start drinking. It's crazy.
Let me make this real quick because I gotta make a lot. What is this I hear that Roman Reigns is supposed to be a double champion?
That's what the plan. That's what was leaked. You're not the only one that heard that. Come roadblock, end of the line. Be a doge.
I saw that. I don't want to invest. My kid saw that before I did, and he's like, "I don't want to see that." It's like, no, I know you want to see.
You couldn't stay in the doghouse forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that. I just think it doesn't make sense. I mean, obviously, well, it makes sense to Vince because he's fucking senile, but it doesn't make sense. That part doesn't make sense to me.
They swerved everybody to get Kevin Owens the belt. And
yeah.
Then he going to drop it to Boomin.
Yeah.
Clean.
Right.
But that doesn't make it. That really doesn't make sense. But it would make sense with him and Jericho go at it and Jericho take it from
If Jericho stays around long enough, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Because Connor's going. Triple H about to come back in a minute. No, start screwing with Seth Rollins.
No, that's going to wait until 33. That's waiting until WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After January.
They can, and I was telling this to Dr. Doom a little while ago, they have enough time to build someone like Seth Rollins, and they have enough time to bring guys who were injured back in, or they have enough time to make this right. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's good. They have enough time between now and Mania to make it right.
But Phil, it is an insult to a lot of them guys right now. They brought a 50-year-old dude in and let him squash the baddest dude in the goddamn
country. I totally agree. I called it.
I understand why Cena was pissed about that.
I called it. I knew he was going to win.
You did, but nobody in their right. Well, in their right mind.
Yeah, I'm not right. I know. Yeah.
You and Vince McMahon kind of got the same.
Not for nothing. I didn't think he was going to do it in that fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was just the whole bunch of us looked at each other in the room like it was the same look we had when Undertaker lost to Brock.
Yeah. And then you look at the reports, it's like Vince saying that he thinks people are not going to remember what happened with that. Then why the fuck you did it?
Well, he hasn't booted up his Commodore 64 in a minute, so.
A 2.5 minute squash match with a 50-year-old.
Not even 2.5 minutes, Big Tom.
Yeah.
You're adding a minute to it. You're adding 60 seconds more than
You know what, Big Tone? I'm going to tell you this, and I told this to Choppy, too, a couple weeks ago. I said, enough with the shock factor shit, man. Like, even the casual fan is like,
tell
this
a story.
Yeah, really. And you know, that's my biggest pet peeve, fellas. You know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My thing is, tell me, the shock factor, you can't shock me no more, man. This ain't 1987. When there's no internet,
a good shock at that,
right? There's
you
don't no
give somebody a shock, give
right?
Them, like the Triple H thing, that was shocking.
That was fun.
What he did for Owens, but it was a good one.
It was good because he's smart. He's smart, Triple H, and anytime he gets to interject himself into stuff without getting shit from his father-in-law, he's gonna do it. So
the
one
thing about the swerve. We all can attest to this as wrestling fans for the most part. It's okay to swerve us, but make the swerve make sense.
Right.
If you're going to swerve us,
yeah.
The swerve should make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. You go over the L's of time, the swerve that we've seen, a lot of them made sense. You know, go back through it. But Vince come up with be like, shoo. Brother,
no, it's the truth. I
have it no more.
Enough with the shock factor shit, man. Just don't. You're insulting. First of all, you've been insulting my intelligence for a minute.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're gonna throw this on top of it. You're like, it's just, I don't know. It's like a shit sandwich with more shit on top of it. You know?
Exactly.
Okay, so they do this. Where are they gonna go with the story now? They're both gonna be in the Royal Rumble. What's next?
That's they don't know.
They don't know.
They
can't know. I think Finn Balor ruined everything for them when he got hurt. And I go back to the CM Punk thing a couple of years ago. Remember when Punk was hurt for that extended period of time?
His stupid ass.
Right.
If he'd have just waited around. If he'd just, see, that teaches you something in life, people that's listening. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
Because his ass would have been right in that Finn Balor spot.
Right,
no
and
doubt about it.
You have this, you know, one guy gets hurt and it messes up. It's like almost like a Broadway show when the main guy, when the main guy gets hurt and you're like, or he's sick, and the understudy's got to like hold, and the understudy's like, holy shit, I didn't read my lines. What am I gonna do? It's the same concept. It's like there's no plan B.
And his stupid ass, just because you didn't main event WrestleMania 30, you could have WrestleMania 31, main event at 31 or 33, 32, 33. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, bro. Just play your role.
No, yeah, you're right, man. But I was just trying to make a point that it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that kind of party now again. You're like, you have a bunch of dudes in the back that can do the plan B. Just write them in properly.
You don't pick them.
You don't.
They got comedy writers back there that don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, it's comedy already.
It's comedy. It's like a bad. It's like a bad 90s comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
And then they won't get it.
Shit ain't right.
We can guinea pig all day till we blew in the face and play hot potato, and somebody gonna get accepted.
And what did Dr. Doom say? Dr. Doom said before shoehorn, shoehorn somebody in. You do that too.
Yeah. Just start. I mean, the belt don't mean nothing. No way. They still trying to make it seem like the belt is like this great trophy that's prestigious. Not after you give it to, people that's getting booed out the building and all. Man, that belt don't mean nothing.
But, being chair was never a reason to give somebody a belt.
No, but they're trying to make the belt look like something that it's not, and
exactly.
They
ruined the belt a long time ago.
Yeah, they tarnished it when they gave, not even the part-time, but when they gave just bad people the belt.
It was, it went from when Cena and Orton was playing hot potato with it. We was like, what are they doing? Okay, they gave it to Brock. Seth Rollins got it. It still had a little prestige. But when they had Cena jobbing him out as the U.S. champion, that's what killed it.
Exactly.
Man, we didn't give a damn about the world title then.
No.
The U.S. title was the number one title.
No.
What they're trying to do now.
Yeah.
But it's going to keep it on right.
It's bullshit now. Yeah, it's just trying to.
They got the U.S. title on Boomin for what? I have no clue. Number one. Now they're going to try to make him a double champion. And still, they've got AJ playing on SmackDown with James Ellsworth.
Ellsworth.
and he's more Ellsworth over.
Going to beat his ass.
And Ellsworth is more over than
Boomin.
And more, and Ambrose, and Ambrose is their baby right now. He's like their,
Y'all heard that rumor, right? Y'all read it on the internet that Vince is contemplating putting that bet on Ellsworth.
Hey, David Arquette 2.0.
Well, I saw somewhere that the everybody from the Shield is like highly paid. Probably why they keep giving them the belts.
What the hell, man? You talking about them putting the belt on Ellsworth?
Yeah,
because Taker's getting a shot at Mania.
That's not like if he got the belt, that's gonna last like a day, a week.
But it's the fact that he gonna be able to say he was the damn champion.
Yeah, he beat AJ Styles.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yeah.
If they put it on Ellsworth, it's just to say, okay, he beat AJ Styles. And nobody came up out of nowhere, beat AJ Styles, and took the belt from him. And they're going to drop it back to AJ within about 2 weeks.
And see, people get mad when Hogan had creative control in his contract. That's why you need it for people. Vince, when they come to you with some crazy shit, you be like, huh? I'm going to do what? No, man.
Well, at what point, as a performer, and I'll ask this to the room, at one point, does the performer get to the point where he has the control, and now they're asking him to put guys over and not wrestle as much? And I'll get this is where I'm getting at with John Cena. Like, at what point do you? Because they've been booing him out of the building for 4 or 5 years, but yet he was still main eventing. He was still winning championships up until about a year or two ago.
Because he still gets the loud reaction of anybody who comes out.
But I don't know.
Still get a reaction.
But yeah,
he still gets the loud reaction.
But here's the thing, Surfer. I don't want a reaction. I want the reaction. I know why he's there, because of the kids and the cereal and the merch
and his reaction a lot of time be booze too.
At what point do you as the performer say, hey? You like that baseball play. You like the guy Ross from the Cubs. You know what? I'll play on this team of all-stars, of young kids. Their entire infield was 26 and younger. I'll be on this team. I'll take the pay cut, and I'll play and go for the win. When do you as a performer say that to yourself? whether it's John Cena or anybody else pushing 40, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do
well,
at that point?
Well, once it makes sense, Phil.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with pro sports, they do get pensions. So if they play long enough, when the career's over, they're still getting...
What the heck?
But they're millionaires. But those guys are millionaires. Those guys are millionaires.
I'm saying they still get a check, though.
Yeah, because they're millionaires. Even
you talking about when these when is the time to start?
I mean,
let me finish with wrestling. You know, it's not like, okay, I wrestled for 22 years and now I can retire and I'll get a pension. You don't get no pension with wrestling, so you got to keep making all the money you can.
Right, good, but if you're a mid-carder, you know, if you're Barry Horowitz, but if you're John Cena, who's making $9-10 million, you know what I'm saying? What do you? You see, like, when it makes sense, Tony C said, when it makes sense, well, you know what? It makes sense now. And I'm not saying you can't wrestle till you're 50, because, I mean, I saw a 51-year-old wrestle last night, and he kicked ass.
So who was Cena supposed to put over with it? He put over AJ Styles?
I'm just saying in general. I'm not saying, right, I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know, he's complaining about his role, right? But...
No, he's complaining that Brock and Goldberg are getting big money to come in there and be part time, and they getting them spots.
So
which
what
is true?
Yeah,
I mean, but
he's mad because he's not.
He's not mad at the guys. He's mad at the company.
He's mad at the company. It's on, yeah. I'm not saying it's not personal.
He said he make like $9 million, but he expected to put in close to a full, you know, work year.
Yeah, he.
But
well,
these guys
not no more.
He does more than wrestle, like you said.
But you know what Cena's real problem is, right?
His girlfriend.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's spending all that money.
Yeah.
You got more going out than coming in. That's
the problem. Spend the money, then that's on him. I mean, he spends a lot. He spends a lot of money on her too. Like without her asking for, he'll just spend it on her. Like he bought.
Put that chick on the list.
Yeah, but if you tell John Cena, okay, to put over James Ellsworth, that not nah, hell no.
And then she probably does a lot of freaky stuff for him in the bedroom.
I'm sorry, sir, for pussy ain't worth that much, man.
Yeah, look at Mariah Carey. She was spending all that money to do the billionaire. Kicked her to the curb.
Yeah, man. If you're paying that much for pussy, you better sing to you.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
You better sing like Mariah.
Mariah Carey's not young. She's just getting bigger and bigger.
She can still get it, though.
She need to hang it up.
She can still get it.
She got all these demands.
She
don't need to hang up.
She can demand her ass to the curb.
Word.
She get replaced with
You know, Mariah Carey never came across to me as somebody who was a good lay in bed.
Oh, she's gorgeous. No. I thought she was gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, but I think she just lays there. Just looks up, looks straight up.
Like just, Beyonce. Hey, you just lucky you should be hitting it.
Are you done? No hip movement. No
boom pow.
No doggy style. No playing the flute, none of that.
Watch my hair.
Yeah. Yeah,
with your hip, you can't be doing no dog style. Nah, I ain't really. What are you talking about?
You
need your heyday, okay.
My hip is fine. Still get the thrust in my
knees.
Surf would be like pops. Bang, 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 bang.
Pop, pop, pop. Sugar pop. All right, Big Tone.
All right, Big Tone. Take care, brother.
Y'all take it easy, man. I love y'all. I'll let y'all next week.
Take it easy, man. We're rooting for you, bro.
You don't have to get
all right, man. Thanks.
You don't have to get on your knees to hit somebody doggy style.
We know that. Another lesson from Surf.
Life lessons on the Wrestling Call-In Show tonight, kids.
That's right.
Life lessons, kids. Take notes.
Yeah, don't because of Mariah Carey. Come on, now. She ain't. We all know she's just a wet rag when it comes to sex.
Do we really, though?
Nah, I think Mariah Carey's been on the take for years. She married that, was it, the Virgin CEO back in the day? Dude was like 50. She was like, what, 28?
She was banking. But then she hooks up with Nick Cannon for the kids, though, right?
You got stacks on dick, man.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, yeah. he was either hung like a mule or... Or he, you know, he roofied her
that
or
was
something.
A stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got them kids, and went. That's what she wanted them for.
But yeah, look at her like this, like.
Hey, if she wanted kids, there was always Bobby Brown.
No, Bobby's got like 10 kids, dude. He's got he's got the Cosby kids, man. He's got a bunch of kids.
If you want kids, it's Bobby Brown.
She couldn't handle Bobby Brown, man.
Yeah, dude, Bobby, you can't fuck it. That dude's insane.
That's new age. Bobby was new age Ike Turner.
A down bay crew. Hey,
what you talking about? It was Whitney was the one that was on.
Whitney corrupted Bobby. Just kidding.
She was a fucking space cadet, though.
She was a freak.
She was just green, man. You bring Bobby. Bobby was from the hood, and she was from the other side of the track.
Because they all think that Bobby corrupted Whitney. Yeah, that girl was doing stuff way before they met each other.
But he helped him out.
He's got like I saw his documentary a few months ago on the DVR.
New Edition movie coming.
That New Edition movie's gonna be great, but they did something on 2020 with him and Barbara Walters. He's got like 10 kids.
I know. Bobby ain't shit.
You know what? You brought up movies. I never saw that Michelle A movie. Is that worth watching?
Michelle A? The singer? No more.
You want to watch her get the hell beat? Dr. Dre was another. You see me put
that's
that.
That's the thing. They made a movie because she was not putting Straight Outta Compton. And, you know,
she had one hit. She had one song.
Yeah, but she sung a lot of background on a lot of people's albums.
Did she?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, that's the background. I mean, they ain't stolen, right?
She had more than one hit.
Did she? No More Lies is the one song she had, right?
Well, what about Something in My Heart?
Something.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, she had two. All right, I stand corrected.
She called her two-piece when Dr. Dre came home.
So she got her ass beat by Dr. Dre, and it got her ass beat by Suge Knight.
She's a punching bag. Them guys came from the Ike Turner School of handling a woman.
I bet you Dr. Dre hitting the white girl he's with now.
No. And Dr. Dre ain't worried about money no more. He chilling.
Nah, once he sold Beats to Apple, that dude can wipe his ass at money now.
When he was beating her, he was seeing Jerry Heller. That's what that was. She just had a white face when he was beating Heller. She just caught that ass.
Jerry Heller just died this year, man. Be respectful.
Speaking of dying, man. I'll shoehorn this. My local news, one of the local news stations here, PIX, dropped an article a little earlier today that Jimmy Snuka's in a hospice. He's got 6 months to live.
Oh man.
So
2016.
Well, it's been a rough year, period. People dropping like flies.
People dropping.
It's been a rough year, man. 2016 can't end quick enough for me.
Freddy Krueger messing with everybody.
I don't remember who this person is, but I just see a thing now. It says Alice Drummond died.
She was the chick from Ghostbusters. She played in Awakenings.
Yeah, she was in Ghostbusters. Who was she in Ghostbusters?
She was the ghost. She's the librarian.
Oh, the librarian. Okay.
And then she was.
Oh, that said.
Yeah. And you remember the. She was in a bunch of sitcoms. And Surfer, you remember the movie Awakenings with Robert De Niro?
No, I mean, I've heard everybody.
He was in a coma for like 20 years, and he wakes up after this wonder drug, Robin Williams. Yeah, she was in that. She's in the Bronx, too. She's local. I didn't know that, but she's 88 years old. You know what I hate when people say, like, oh, when these actors and actresses died, like she was 82. That's tragic. No, tragic is when you're 22 and you step in front of a train. You know? That's tragic.
You see in your 80s.
You're lucky.
You've been here for a minute.
Yeah, man. It's like Tony Gwynn dying. That was tragic. You know, like when your heroes die before you and only 10 years older than you, that's tragic.
People die before their time.
That's tragic, exactly. That's tragic. Yeah. Not
Richie
when you.
Valens, La Bamba died on the plane.
All of them were in their 20s, right?
So many celebrities died. They made the Grim Reaper. Person of the year for time.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been.
We ain't had too many wrestlers die this year.
No.
You got to knock on wood. Cause we still got what?
It's like two or three, right?
I think so, but not well known.
China.
Oh yeah, China. Yeah, shit.
See, everybody forgets about China. She died the same time as Prince.
Yeah, like to say, like within a week apart or something like that.
Well, no, it was like that same day. Happen.
Like a day apart.
A day apart? Was it that? Was that short?
Like China died, and just before people started saying China, that Prince died. That was it. They just forgot about China.
Not for nothing. Prince is a little more takes a little more precedent here in the Raya house. Anyway, I don't know about you guys, but
any damn well,
she didn't get her last rites because of Prince.
They were playing. Purple was everywhere across the world when Prince died.
They took over satellite. He took over satellite radio.
Like Purple Rain on TV for like 48 hours straight.
We went to go see Purple Rain. They put it back in the theater locally in New Jersey over here. We paid like $6 for it. Me and my wife went on a Sunday night.
What they was going to do for China? Just have a shooting interview by her?
I was just saying that people forgot she died because she died.
Some people take precedent over other people. So.
You know what the problem is too?
Explain that to me.
You know what the problem is too with like especially with wrestlers, is the fact that you know they're so bitter that they do all these shoot interviews and they contradict themselves. Like I can't take Jim Cornette seriously. That dude's got like he's got box sets of shoot videos.
I just think he's just doing it just to
yeah, and he's a smart dude. I love to hear him talk. He's articulate. He's funny. He's done everything in the business.
Yeah,
but they're all hypocrites though. Like you know, they'll shit on something one day, and then somebody offers them money for something. And it's the opposite. I can't.
Bret Hart.
Yeah.
The thing they don't realize is that
Bret Hart was telling that a radio man.
The wrestling business
looking old as hell
was different from the times before them, and yet they thought, we're doing the right thing in wrestling. And then when wrestling leaves them behind and changes, this ain't real wrestling. That's why it's dying. No, it's not dying.
I'm talking about being bitter. I'm talking about like, well,
and they're bitter because guys after them make more money.
No, they're not bitter because of that. They're more. It's more about what they mean about killing businesses, like the whole Brock Lesnar and Goldberg thing. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt the business. That's what they've been complaining about.
Wrestling's not going away tomorrow because there was a match lasting less than 2 minutes.
No, it's not. And you're that's a good point. I'm just saying like these old timers are not in the spotlight no more. No one's paying attention to them that they want to be paid attention to.
But in no way, shape, or form.
Just like Billy
Graham. Believable.
Just like Billy Graham was better for a long time.
But what Dr. Doom is saying, what they mean by kill the business, is the believability of it.
The believability died decades ago.
And you brought up Billy Graham.
That don't make it okay to... The further kill it.
These dudes go and these guys and girls, they sell their Hall of Fame rings. They go and they shit on Vince and Triple H, and all of a sudden, a year later, it's like, something happens on the network and they're back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody's going to
do the same thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And here's something. Here's one guy that gets it, and I'm not a big fan of his, but when you hear him speak in public, he always says the same exact things, and that's Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash was
for the money.
But he'll shit on somebody in a shoot interview and then keep shitting on that person whether he goes WWE for an appearance or not.
Kevin Nash is boys with Triple H. That's a little different.
But at least
he's genuine.
Has a semblance of a movie career, so.
Yeah, at least.
No, but what Phil's saying is he's consistent.
He's consistent, right. Yeah. You know, if I'm going to buy a box set of Kevin Nash shoot interviews, it's going to be the same exact hate or same fire. You know what I'm saying? It's the same.
No King Mabel for breaking his damn ribs.
It's true.
On every one of them.
Right.
Shooting on him. Big Show talking about he shouldn't have been able to pick him up.
Yeah.
Oh, broke his neck.
I don't care if you're in it for the money. As long as if these guys are all breaking kayfabe because of the internet and they're all going to share their information with people, at least be genuine, man.
And be consistent.
No, you don't do it just to sell fucking DVDs. You know?
I agree with that.
You know, but I don't know.
But I look at the business as dying. Like I don't know, in another 10 years that people still watch it, but, you know, it should be big. You know, man, it's like, I don't know if it's going to be another wrestling boom.
Oh,
hell no.
No, Jeff Jarrett was all about that, and that didn't happen.
Nobody going to compete with the E.
You got to remember, there's more things to do these days than it was 20 years ago.
Well,
but still.
So, I mean, like, when these people come up, they have a lot more things to distract them. It ain't about, you know, or there's not many options on TV. Oh, look at wrestling. Let's watch that. They you know, 20,000 things right now on the internet they can go watch.
I can
if they don't make new characters, then it won't be no boom.
Thank you for the segue, yeah. Tony C. And that's a segue that, because I compare the current product to the current stage of hip hop, where hip hop there's no more hustle. Dudes just go into a studio or they record from their house and they just cookie cut nonsense and auto tune and everything. Now, WWE is now marketing and they're cornering the whole make a create a wrestler. Like these dudes, a lot of these guys aren't in the indies.
It's Insta creator,
right? You go, they go Insta. Into, yeah, you go into the performance center. You know, right, and you go in there for a couple of months. Yeah, yeah, that's how it is, and it's gonna continue to do that. And I mean, Triple H did the whole cherry pick in the Indies and Japan and Europe, and that's cute. But the dues that are getting paid aren't the dues that are getting paid 20, 30 years ago. And same thing with hip hop. There was a hustle to it. You had to go and shop your demo. You had to go play shows. You had to go get in with the right crew. Your record had to go to the right DJ. It's the same concept. You know what I'm saying?
See, now you can make a song, upload to SoundCloud.
Right.
The sad part about it is they got the formulas right in their archives.
Yeah.
It take a year to 3 years to build a character.
You're bringing in all these guys that used to wrestle, the Billy Gunns and Alberts and Sarah Del Reyes, and you got Norman Smiley's and Al Snow and TNA. All these guys that were good, talented wrestlers now are grooming William Regal. They're all good, talented wrestlers, and now they're harnessing their craft to these kids. Now, listen, you want to make characters, that's fine, but you know, there's no more hustle to it. Kids are just like, they grow up, they're like, oh, I want to be a wrestler. You go to a wrestling school locally, or you just go down to fucking Orlando and, you know, join the power plant.
I just want to say Seth Rollins broke up from the Shield in 2014, right? Mm-hmm. They did. He won that Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
2014.
He's been in the main event ever since.
And 1 year later, not even 6 months later, he was the world champion. There was no build after that.
Well, look, Kevin Owens, man. The dude's been in the Indies for 15 years. But he was in the Indies for 15 years. Walks into NXT within a month. He puts out the top guy and then wins the title within a month.
Wrestling's not the issue. It's the booking.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the form. Yeah. Like, they need to get rid of the writers and just have a booker and go back to the old ways. Like I said, Jim Cornette, let these guys develop their own personalities and things. But you have a booker, that would be the writer just to keep the storyline going. And that's how they should write it from the booker.
You know why stories were so good back then? Because guys ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Ric Flair didn't write down his speeches. Dusty didn't write his speeches. You know, The Rock, Steve Austin didn't write their promos. They would go out there.
Good off the phone like that.
But I don't want the guy now to walk into a green room and practice his gimmick and be like, and then because somebody's watching you. That's one person. You got to walk into a 15,000 seat arena and do that, man. It's a different vibe.
But the thing is, a lot of people don't have the personality to just, you know, flow with their promo. Then you're just going to have a lot of guys with no personality.
Like, I cringe when Bayley and Sasha Banks cut a promo because they're fucking terrible.
I'm going to get WWE their props with Cena. I think he was the last one, him and Batista. It took them 3 years to put that title on both of them.
But they were OVW guys. Randy Orton, OVW. You know, CM Punk, OVW.
I think they rusted with Brock.
Brock OVW. Yeah. They're Brock all OVW. They were from the same class.
When Whitlacombe was running OVW, right?
Danny Davis. Jim Cornette. Jim Cornette, Danny Davis, Paul Heyman. You know, not Danny Davis, the referee. Nightmare Danny Davis.
if they would did a slower push with Brock, he wouldn't have flamed out and left.
I agree.
They gave him too much.
You know?
But Cena and Batista, that was the perfect thing. 2.5, 3 years, WrestleMania 21, they both were in the main event. 2.5 years, 2 years, 3 years.
It took about 2 to 3 years for Bowman to become champion.
No, he didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, he was in the Shield for a year. He was in the
main event with Seth Rollins.
Well, wasn't he in the Shield for like a year and a half?
Right. I was just saying before he became world champion.
Oh.
Not for him to get a main event spot, a shot, though.
He was getting that while he was in the Shield, getting main event spot.
You won the Royal Rumble.
It's all cookie cut now, man.
Once Seth Rollins broke the group up, Seth won the Money in the Bank, and Roman, 6 months later, won the Royal Rumble. And they had been in that company probably less than 2 years.
See,
he's going to win two Royal Rumbles because he almost won the one the year before. When he gave Rey Mysterio the instant heel turn when he stuffed out.
You see, the whole perusing the indies thing is a dying breed. I mean, indies are still a dime a dozen, but the guys that broke their back, like Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens, like those guys, Sami Zayn, those guys broke their asses to get to where they got to get. And when they do something good here, I love it. You know,
I see them putting title on Big E, maybe in the next.
When they break these idiots up, he needs the push. He's a beast, man. He could be repackaged he could be the Mark Henry that Mark Henry couldn't be.
Wasted that.
Yeah.
Mark Henry will never recover from that.
You know? But if you're going to, and I don't want to hear, they pushing brothers. There ain't enough of them.
Well,
you know,
I'm still mad about damn Cena tapping out Mark Henry with that whole retirement angle. That should have been.
That's the angle I'm talking about. That was a waste.
Yeah.
And Henry was over.
He had me tearing up, man, that night.
I want.
Even R-Truth, when he fought Cena, he was over.
Yeah.
That whole little Jimmy thing, that was over.
When he came out in the Confederate suit?
Yeah. When they main evented that capital punishment.
You know, at least Vince doesn't, people like, I've heard people on the internet compare the New Day to like the shucking and jiving type shit. And I say to myself,
that gimmick over.
Not only is it over, but all three guys are so charismatic in their own way that it worked. You just couldn't get to. You couldn't pull three brothers out of the locker room and go, "All right, guys, you play a saxophone, you shake your ass, you do spots in the Royal Rumble every year." Like, it works because those guys were good. They're talented. You know,
Titus O'Neil.
Hall
of Fame bound.
Who's that?
New Day.
You know what? If they break the record, I mean, they should eventually.
I thought they did.
No, those are 4:30. But you know what? It's for me, like the whole thing with not enough pushing enough brothers. I there's not enough of them. You got the Apollo Crews.
Discourage a lot of brothers too from getting.
Once he's out of the picture and stops with the fucking shucking and jiving racist shit. Once Vince has no say on anything, I think that mold's going to break and that stigma is going to go away.
Of course.
And not because of the time, but because there's enough that you're pulling up from the ranks. There's guys coming up. There's guys coming in. Like, it's not 1984 where Junkyard Dog couldn't work, but he was so over that they made him champion in Mid-South. You know, he was the king of Mid-South.
And I think Triple H understands that you can guinea pig people, and if it don't work, you can hit the reset button.
You can hit a and you can repackage them, of course. Now, it's like Ron Simmons. You bring Ron Simmons, you bring Ron Simmons in as a face, then they turned them heel as a tag team, then he goes and wins the world title, and everybody and then everybody called Bill Watts and Uncle Tom. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. It was genius. It was genius. You didn't have Flair. You didn't have Hogan. Who'd you have? Vader? Love Vader, but you can't put... Vader can't carry a company.
Yeah, Sting.
Vader, Sting, and Nikita.
Cactus Jack.
But Sting was already established. I'm talking about you they couldn't...
Saying, like, you know, you did, yeah, it was Slim Pickens.
Right. It was fucking genius. They marketed his football career. It was great that he played pro ball. Like, they brought Bobby Bowden in. It was genius. And then you put him with Lex Luger, even more genius.
And Harley Race.
Oh, the racist himself. Handsome Harley. But you see what I'm saying? Like, right time, right place. Mark Henry got pushed a couple of times. He was champion, you know? Titus O'Neil, as sloppy as he was, wasn't he tag team champion before the whole you know? But Ahmed Johnson, champion.
Oh, God.
R-Truth was NWA champion, boys. Okay? I know it doesn't mean much now, but it's still the oldest belt in wrestling. It's still in circulation.
We do got a black first cruiserweight champion.
Oh, how great is Rich Swann? I've been watching Rich Swann since 2007. That dude can go, man. I love that dude. Love him. Love him to death. I just think that, you know, there's this stigma, and I see it, and I'm sad about it, but in the same breath, you got to get more people up. Sorry, you got to get them more in. You know, it ain't like fucking baseball where it's like, oh, you know, in basketball, people complain, there's not enough white people. Who cares?
Well, you know, the problem might have been was, you know, a lot of black people might hold that grudge against Triple H with that match with Booker T, you know.
You know, maybe.
Booker T wasn't getting that damn belt. That was Vince's call, too.
Yeah.
That may not be Triple H's call.
There's another guy that, you know, was like the Bret Hart of WCW, broke away from his tag team and became a megastar. And not because they needed to, but because they could. Sometimes it's out of necessity. Sometimes you got to reach out and grab a Junkyard Dog and go, hey, listen, man, I know you can't wrestle, but, you know, shuck and jive, throw a couple of headbutts, and I'll pay you a gazillion dollars. And not for nothing, it worked.
Okay. Oh, put butts in seats. That's the big thing.
He sold out the Superdome, dude.
Yeah.
Okay? In the Mid-South, in the middle of the 80s, where the stars and bars were still... people were still lynching people down there, man. That dude was... Right. Dude, they were still burning crosses down there, and he was so over.
Yeah.
He was loved. He was... this book, the Junkyard Dog, we interviewed the guy and everything. Yeah. Like, you read this book, and me and Dave were like, how the fuck did he get over? They were lynching people down there, man. At that time in the mid-80s still. When the Freebirds blinded him, they almost got stabbed in the parking lot.
Yeah. And then they said something about dudes going to shoot Michael Hayes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's all that is true. It's even in the book, the Greg Klein book. Like, it's that kind of party. So I see the necessity, but I also see the stigma. I see it, and I'm not blind to it. I just think there's no cause for alarm. You know what I'm saying? If this was like 30 years ago and you guys are like, hey, not enough brothers in there, but there, you know what I'm saying? Then I'd say, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's like me saying, well, I know 40% of the league is other, but there's not enough white people on the Sacramento Kings right now. You know, I'm just like, sometimes I'm baffled by the internet when you read all this nonsense and you're like, do people actually read their history? Do people actually look at as a sports fan or as a pro wrestling fan? Do you read what the trend is? or you're just seeing stuff on TV, or you're reading stuff from your peers, and you're like, ah, oh, nah, you got to shit on that. That's because that's what happens. You know, no one listens to nobody anymore at that point. You know, sometimes we do this to talk to ourselves when we talk on these shows, because I mean, our fans listen to us; they appreciate our opinions, and they kind of like, mm-hmm. and they work with that, and you know, and then we feed off each other. Same concept, however, it's not the same. Because you could read something on the internet and be like, oh, man, that's just Phil being stupid, you know? But then again, it's either that or it's, if you don't know me, you're like, oh, that dude's crazy. Yeah, he's out of his mind. No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just, I see a trend. I've been watching wrestling for a gazillion years, and I'm not an expert, but I think I know enough to get by, you know? I don't know what's going to happen, and I want to be surprised, and I want to be, you know, bamboozled once in a while. Just to humble me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want everything to be hunky-dory all the time. I want to be bamboozled, you know? But listen, it is what it is. It's been a fun night. I'm going to wrap this up. And yeah,
we got to come right back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Tony C and myself, and obviously everybody else who wants to jump on, please do. We'll be doing the TLC pre-show. And you hear some hate.
T-Bars, Left Eye, and Chili.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, kids.
That's what we're going to do. For an hour.
Yeah.
And Taker, you better come back tomorrow. I better hit a I want to hit a damn gong now.
It's my nuts.
That's right. And you know what? If they're going to bring him back, he needs to be on that damn motorcycle. Okay? He can't walk. We need American Badass Undertaker to show up, okay? That way he can get to the ring quicker, and we can get these matches, that match started at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, on boy. Time. All right, well, let me break into the programming before we get our final words out. Tomorrow night, obviously, 5 p.m., you got the Silver Surfer with the What Are You Reading comic book show. And then I like it, Tony C and myself at 7 o'clock, and probably a post show if I don't fall asleep. and of course, new week starts. You got the rant with Tony C and Double A on Tuesday. Wednesday, you got Thumbstick Ninjas. Thursday, Rant and Wrestling. Friday, myself and then Choppy sitting in again with us. We're gonna be doing Tuesday in Texas, which is fun.
Right.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun times.
Big payback.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I just made it home. It's beside talk. The show going off?
Well, we're about to wrap it up, partner. I was doing the plugs.
Okay.
So, all right, man. Take you later.
Then go put some Vicks 40 Flexol 454 on Oldberg knees.
Anyway,
put all that pig in the refrigerator.
Yeah, follow.
Oh, yeah, he loves Samoa.
Follow the rant. Follow TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEanRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, all the good, happy horse shit. And it's going to be a fun couple of weeks, I can tell you that, before the holidays break. So, Surf, we'll start with you, man. What's your final thoughts?
On what, the wrestling?
Anything, bro.
He sounded like he was asleep.
Probably. No, I wasn't asleep, but I really don't have no final thoughts tonight, so.
And you're back tomorrow, right? 5 p.m.?
5 p.m., yes.
Double D, thank you for hanging out with me tonight, man. Dealing with the nonsense in the beginning.
No problem.
Anything? Any final words, partner?
Yeah, we're gonna have a fantasy football special.
Fantasy football in terms of what? The end of the season?
Yeah.
I'm sure we could.
The hell we gonna talk about? Surf rigged the league so you win.
We'll probably do a playoff show before the Super Bowl. Yeah. Before the Super Bowl, we'll squeeze in the fantasy stuff then.
This is the last week of the regular season.
Yeah.
So I'm working on $600 in my other league, so I'm kicking ass right now. Hopefully if I win $600.
That's mania money.
That is mania money, exactly. and the cell phone bill. As a
cell phone.
Tony C, final word before we bounce?
I just want to say, Shane, listen to me. Damn, take on that bike. If you're going to use them at the Rumble, don't put us through that damn long-ass entrance.
Oh, boy. It's been a fun night. What final thoughts? You know what? I didn't have any. I came right from being outside, so
early. Boom, boom, boom.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
That's right.
Anyway,
the biscuit.
All right. So on behalf of my esteemed panel of constituents, I'm Philly Ray from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, bidding you adieu. We'll be back next week if you didn't catch the herp.
Feel better, partner.
I
think he's suffering from a broken heart from what Oldberg did. It's okay.
All right.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, it is going to be all right. You guys have a great rest of your week. Stay blessed. Stay gold. And if you can't be good, be something. All right? Good night, boys.
In the army.
Good night, guys.
Later.